Anyway, let's go to movies. I wanted to add Top Secret America from 9/11 to Boston Bombings. The missing money issue is, of course, all wrapped up in 9/11. 9/11 did a lot of knowledge management on missing money, and of course, it's very famous that Rumsfeld stood up the day before and said the Pentagon was missing 2.3 trillion the year before, which of course was bigger than their entire budget. The reason I wanted to point out Top Secret America, there were two reporters, Dana Priest and William Arkin, writing for the Wall Street Journal, which is not normally, I'm sorry, for the Washington Post. It's not normally a periodical I would point to or recommend, because my experience with the Washington Post is they just lie and make stuff up and bury stories, and my experience with the Washington Post is dreadful. But put that aside, William Arkin went out and built a database of all the different facilities that were being built and managed after 9/11 and sort of the explosion of the national security state. And it's a fantastic effort. And what he and Priest then did is tried to make some sense of what was happening. And what you look at is absolutely an out-of-control national security state. And as you see the scope and extent of it, you start to realize, well, maybe they're just buying everybody up by giving them a job and putting them on the payroll. Maybe this is the biggest job program in America, just designed to get everybody hired by the national security state so they won't object. And it all fits with my theory of moving the black budget on budget after 9/11. But when you read, and they're sort of very gracious and graceful in the way they write it, but when you contemplate the size and extent of the expense and waste, it's absolutely astonishing.